The things we do for the people we love.
For love, Patrick, love.
You don't have a relationship without sacrifice.
You got to.
But at the same time, you cannot totally live for someone else. You have to know when to be selfish and when their needs are important.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Mulet is usually the most selfish man in America. But that changes today because of the sacrifice he has made for his loving wife. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
Go ahead.
Earlier this week, Tommy walks in the studio at 5:15.
Yep.
Right? As he usually does.
Yep.
And right away, he starts bitching.
Well, I was bitching because my britches was hanging low.
You didn't have what, Tommy?
Didn't have my belt on.
Didn't have his fancy ass, whatever foreign country he got it from.
Canada.
Canadian belt.
I thought he goes to Canada to get his belt.
Wait, do you get Canadian belts?
Well, when I'm up there in Toronto.
You better load up next time you go up, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
Those tariffs.
So you didn't have a belt on.
Didn't have a belt on, so my britches was, sagging.
Mm-hmm. And you said you realized walking out the door you forgot your belt.
Right.
And I asked a very simple question.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, why didn't you go back for the belt?
All right, so I always lay my clothes out in the other room the night before so I don't wake up my wife up in the morning, so they're out in the other room.
Yeah, most divas lay their clothes out before their performances.
You lay your clothes out just as much as I do, lying.
Look how sensitive you go. What are we all doing, guys?
Kimmy's the only one that just jumps in her clothes and goes.
I do.
So I lay my clothes out. I'm all set, but I realize the belt is back in the bedroom.
Oh.
And it is 4:45 in the morning.
Okay.
So.
You've already exited the bedroom.
Bedroom's done. I basically shut down the house. I'm getting ready to leave, and I realize no belt.
Yeah.
So I got to go beltless because I'm not going to go back. Because if I go in the room, the dog's going to wake up, and then she's going to want to go outside and get crazy. So I can't go in.
Okay.
So I just got to screw the belt, just walk around holding up your pants, whatever you got to do.
All right. So, Tommy, you're a very regimented person.
Oh, yeah. And it bothered me. I was not wearing a belt.
Oh, no. We heard all about it all morning long, every 45 seconds. Mm. But, I mean, you having anything thrown off, like you said, your day sucks forever. I am very surprised that you prioritized your wife's comfort over the rest of your day. Because I'm going back in that room, I'm getting my belt.
Yeah, but by the way, you ain't quiet.
I'm very quiet.
No, you're not.
Nope, if you're anything like my husband, you think you're quiet.
Boo,
you're not quiet.
You got them clodhoppers on, knuckle dragon. You can't go anywhere. You sound like a bulldozer with a broken tread.
You trying to be quiet is actually probably louder than you just going in there and getting
I'm quiet because I'm dainty.
Okay.
I know it. I'm petite.
I have a theory that I've had for years. The person who gets up first gets to decide how things go.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, no, it's true.
Bro, I got to live my life like I broke into that house and I got to stay quiet.
No, you don't. You're just being a bitch. Look, I am very conscious of my wife when I get up in the morning. I keep the lights off. While I'm getting ready, I'm super quiet. I do my best to not disturb her at 2:30 in the morning. But there are times where I have left the house, forgot like my breakfast or my phone or whatever, and every time I go back, I unlock the front door, the dogs freak out, she comes running out of our room thinking someone broke in, and I'm sorry. I'll say I'm sorry. I am. But I can't go the day without those
things.
That is,
you are a moaning
dick. I have to make a decision if it's something that if it's my phone, that's really the only reason I am going back in through the front door. To get my stuff, because otherwise, to your point, I'm not taking that risk.
Yeah. But you just described what you're trying to avoid. The dogs are going crazy. You wake up your wife, she thinks all hell's breaking loose. And I'm not going to do that over. And by the way, you didn't get your little diced up watermelon?
Yeah, I need my breakfast.
Oh,
yeah.
I need my breakfast.
I do need my breakfast.
I need my yogurt where I lick the lid like I'm Linda Lovelace in the 70s.
Kimmy doesn't know who that is.
Well, she does now. Because every morning I don't watch you do your yogurt money shot in front of you.
Hey, how much bacon did you have for breakfast this morning?
All of it.
What did you eat for breakfast?
Yeah, bacon and bourbon.
What'd you eat?
I had a yogurt, but I'm not some lid licking moron. Look, yogurt slut.
It's simple math.
No, the math is.
Here's why.
Your ass in trouble.
My wife, if I wake her up at 2:30 in the morning, will we get to go back to bed for 4 more hours? I will not make it 9 hours out of the house without the stuff that I forgot. It's simple.
But it's reciprocal because if you want to take your midday nap, she's going to be quiet for you.
Oh, your wife's quiet for your midday nap?
Yeah.
Oh, really? If she's got something to do?
Yes.
Can I ask a follow up question?
Yeah.
Why you lie, you bitch ass bitch? bitch.
Well, but you're also a heavy sleeper. So
I don't
wake up. Yeah, you don't.
I'm a stone.
She can probably go about her day as normal, and you're not even going to be affected.
If I lay on my good ear, I'm telling you, man, my right ear, I got like 80% left, and my left ear, I got like 30. So if I lay on my right ear, it's silent.
They say when he lays on his good ear, he won't wake up for nothing. All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Does the early riser or the late sleeper dictate how a morning goes? Is there a discussion ever between couples about this, or does it just happen naturally? Have you ever discussed this with your wife?
No, just like most of these routines just kind of fall into play.
Okay.
Like you just kind of work around each other.
Yeah, because I've never talked about this. Kimmy, have you with your husband?
Did you get the same problem I got?
Yeah, I mean, my husband's a pretty heavy sleeper too. Like he will just remain snoring through me getting ready.
Much like the honeymoon.
I am the opposite. I wake up to everything, and he, like, now that he has a job where he could be getting up early on the weekends and stuff, like once he's up, like I'm up now. I'm not going back to sleep. No, he's not quiet. Not only that, but his alarm is on full blast, and he will let it go for a solid 5 minutes. And that's if he doesn't hit the snooze 10 times beforehand.
People like Kimmy are so full of crap. Once I'm up, I can't get up.
No, I'm serious. Once I'm up, my body's like, okay, it's coffee time. Like, let's go.
Look, there was always someone in the relationship. Oh, okay, let me put it this way.
Yeah.
If the shoe were on the other foot,
So if I sleep it in, my wife's up.
And same thing with my wife, right? Mm-hmm. I would care more about her day than me laying in bed for a little while awake. I would much rather her go back and get her stuff that she needs to accomplish.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm not saying nothing.
Okay, no.
She can come out and throw every light on like it's a lighthouse.
It's not that I'm not saying nothing. Yeah. Even if, I don't need to say anything because I understand it. Therefore, I expect the same in reciprocation from my wife.
Yeah, but there's husband reciprocation.
You're such a
and there's wife reciprocation.
You are such a
and
bitch.
They are different. You always think everything's this level playing field.
Yes, it is. Everything's level playing field.
But estrogen and everything else gets mixed into the picture and testosterone and it unevens the field.
I don't want to know what Instagram rabbit hole you went down this weekend. Where testosterone has come up multiple times now. Like, what podcast you're now listening to?
Well, I got to watch my low. I got the low T, bro. I got to watch it.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy forgot his belt the other morning, was bitching about it all morning long. And he forgot his belt because when he left his room and didn't have it, he refused to go back into the bedroom where his wife was still asleep because we get up super early and wake her up. There's always someone in the relationship who wakes up earlier than the other one.
Oh,
right?
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What percentage of couples do you think have the same wake-up time every day?
Zero.
I always wonder that, and I don't know how they do it. Like, I would rather be on two separate schedules, whether or not I'm up earlier than I need to be, because I can't imagine, like, getting ready together.
Yep.
You'd be bumping into each other, trying to, like, you know, do your normal routine. Like, who makes their coffee first? Who gets the bathroom sink first?
It's but even, I know, like, retired couples, that they still one gets up earlier than the other. It's just the way it is.
Is it because
it's their routine all their life? They kind of stick with it.
Do you think that your body naturally gets up before or after your partner so you're not inconvenienced? Because like you brought up fighting for sink space, fighting for breakfast space, getting dressed, all that stuff. Something as simple as a morning dump.
Yes.
Like somebody's getting the good bathroom. If you have more, if you only have one bathroom, what are you going to do? You can't dump together.
No.
You're not going to do a double decker.
No. How would that even work?
You sit down and you
spread
your legs.
I know what
he would
do. No. You just said, how would that work? And I'm trying to explain to you.
Well, that would also be
decker.
More
I'm pretty sure every wife has passed it on the double decker.
Well, sometimes it's an emergency.
I would also say that's more of a you problem than your wife problem because you guys love to just spend as long as possible.
I love how Kimmy's become a 1950s female Catskills comedian. Men are always in the bathroom.
You are.
And women be shopping.
I don't know what you're doing in there.
But when we remodeled our house, we kind of designed it for all these situations. So we have two sinks.
Can we?
We have a door for the dumper. We have an upstairs dumper. But we have a door and a fan inside. You've seen my bathroom.
Yeah, separate room for
it's like
the
a water
toilet.
Closet almost. Yeah.
Okay, so two things.
That's what it's
call
called.
Call it a water closet.
That's what it's called.
You bitch-ass
it's where
bitch.
You make water.
All right, so there's been a lot of douchey things said on the show in the past.
We designed our house for...
Well, we remodeled. Mm-hmm.
But like what you said may have been the Pittsburgh douchiest thing you've ever said. Past that, you didn't remodel anything. You live in a house that was remodeled by the owner. You are pretty much a kid who lives in an apartment on his mommy and daddy's trust fund.
Well, I still have it.
No, you don't, actually.
You don't have two sinks in your bathroom?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, we do have two sinks.
Right, so you can. You don't need.
Yeah, but my name's in the mortgage, so I actually have two sinks. I have one. My wife has one.
No, you're like that much of that mortgage.
You.
Your wife's got like this. You got like that.
You get to look at your wife's two sinks and borrow one of hers if she lets you.
Yeah, they're on loan.
I don't know, man. You know, I'm with you. I would rather have the staggered get up. Mm. Like, here's the thing. Like, if it was like get up, because there are times on the weekend when we'll get up at the same time, and it does. She's at work, right? Yeah, drives me nuts.
No, but it is nice if you're the first one up.
Mm-hmm. You got
the whole place to yourself, basically.
Yeah,
you are.
And
right.
You can just navigate. You don't have to navigate around anybody. So being the first one up is better.
I agree. With
second
you.
Man there in is, or woman.
Second man in. It's a 5 minute
some pressure though. When you're the first one up, I mean, you still have to be quiet. Like you still are very aware of what you're doing.
But
at all times.
No impedance to the crapper, to the coffee. You know,
don't get everything. Those two mixed up.
Yeah, boy.
End up with a double decker.
I think they call it an Americano.
Cafe au spray.
Ew.
Does getting up before your partner breed resentment?
Why?
Okay, I'm not going to lie. There are mornings where my alarm goes off at 2:30 and I am exhausted.
Yeah.
And I would kill someone for one more hour of sleep.
Yeah.
And I roll over. And I see my wife peacefully resting.
Yeah.
Not a care in the world. Not getting out of bed for another 4 hours. And I hate her.
I'm sure.
I hate her.
Yeah.
Serious question. We need this study. Do couples who have different wake-up times have stronger relationships? Or does it cause more stress? Because I agree with you, having the time to get ready is great.
Mm-hmm.
But I do resent my wife every once in a while for being able to sleep in.
So you have rest resentment.
Rest rage.
Rest rage.
Yeah, I have rest rage. Kimmy, okay. Like when you get out of bed and your husband has another 4 or 5 hours of sleep left, do you resent him even though it's not his fault?
I don't resent him, but I find myself like looking at the clock and like being, how is he not up yet?
That's resentment.
Why is he not up
that
yet?
Is the definition of resentment.
Yes. No, but I'm not like, I don't want to also be sleeping.
Okay,
you know
gotcha.
What I mean? It's just one of those things where I don't understand how he's still sleeping. Like, he sleeps like a teenager.
Okay.
Like, if nothing wakes him up, he'll sleep until noon.
I would kill, like, you don't want to know the money I would spend to have just 1 week of teenage sleep.
Well, yeah, but kids ruin your sleep.
Yeah, but don't you feel like if you sleep
forever.
That long, you, like, slept the day away? I don't like the way I feel if I sleep that long.
Yeah, Kimmy's a real go-getter. She gets up and stays in her pajamas.
I do.
Then watches TV.
I mean,
TV,
I am up, though.
Then orders DoorDash. Then watches more TV. Like, you don't do anything!
No, if it's nice out, like, I'll go outside. I'll, like, no. I'll get some outdoor work done. Like, I am up and doing stuff before he gets out of bed.
She's got the clothes for it. She's always dressed for weeding.
You know, going even further.
I enjoy weeding. Is that weird?
Yeah.
It's kind of therapeutic.
Going even further with this breeding resentment when someone gets up earlier than the other.
Yeah.
You know, every day, if someone gets up earlier than the other, the two of you are going to be tired at different times.
Yeah.
And that causes friction. I can speak for that for personal experience, right? But if you have the same wake-up time and you're both tired at the same time, maybe you're both unreasonable at the same time, which could lead to more fights. Which one's worse? Two tired at the same time or one tired, one not tired?
I guess two tired at the same time, it's a push. So nobody can complain.
Okay. But you're still going to be not your... I mean, you know what it's like when you're exhausted.
But she's also exhausted, so nobody can really go, well, you're always tired, when she's also always tired.
Okay, good point.
You know what I mean? That kind of nixes that argument.
No, there have been times where I've caught myself, where my wife is having a perfectly reasonable conversation with me, and she'll say something, and I'm just exhausted, and I'll be like, whatever! It's like, you know, I walk away, it's like, wow, it was...
Yeah.
Should
not good.
I mean, Kimmy, you've done that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right.
She can do it. You can't.
Nah, yeah, but you can, but you still don't want to.
I don't
want to
be that dick. It's not.
Nobody wants to be that dick.
Makes you more miserable.
And then I got to like walk it back. Or the worst is like.
Oh, the walk back?
Well, past the walk back. I know that you can just close your eyes and go to sleep amongst anything, right? Mm-hmm. Like nuclear blast, you're out.
Yeah.
But does your wife try to keep you up as a weapon if you're in an argument?
I'm trying to think. Probably. I'm sure at some point.
Have you ever done this to your husband, Kimmy?
Keep him up?
So like if my
I'm usually the one that falls asleep first.
Okay, so like if I'm exhausted mm-hmm. and my wife and I get in an argument, I know she's doing this and she won't admit it. She will. I got my CPAP machine, so I will lay in bed and I'll be fine. Good night. Whatever. Mm. Put the
It's a universal sign of we're done here.
Yes, that is the absolute I am going to bed. And she won't say anything. She'll give me the silent treatment for 10 minutes. Mm. I'll put the CPAP machine on, turn it on for 2 minutes. And you know what? And now I got, now I take it back off again, right? And then, okay, fine, we're done. Fine. All right. And then another thing. Like I know she's intentionally keeping me awake as a punishment for fighting with her.
I think every marriage has had that.
Okay.
For sure. For sure.
I feel like an astronaut that keeps running out of oxygen.
Oh, the dead ones?
All right, let's take a break. Your pride will be the death of you.
Oh, yeah.
Because most people think they can never fall victim to something like this.
Be a sucker.
They're too smart. And that's when they got you. Because if an entire town government can make this mistake, you'd have to think the rest of us are just as, if not more, vulnerable than they are.
Man, the whole town fell for it.
You didn't see the story?
No, I did not.
You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The bank accounts for the town of Webster are a bit lighter this morning.
What happened?
According to 13 Wham, the town fell victim to a phishing scam.
Phishing scam?
With a PH. That's those emails they send you, and you click on a link, and boom!
Yeah.
Authorities say it happened back in November when a scam artist posed as a contractor that town officials had been in contact with. So this wasn't some Nigerian prince. This wasn't an old man thinking they were talking to some smoking hot woman.
Yeah.
This is a town speaking to what they thought was a businessman they were already working with.
Okay.
When it was all said and done, the town of Webster lost.
How much?
$520,000.
Holy.
$275.67.
Over a half a mill house.
Yes. Very specific number.
Yeah.
God damn.
I got to get that extra 67 cents.
Maybe it looked less suspicious.
That's a good call. Like if I need $500,000. Okay. So the town of Webster, as a town, lost $500,000 to this phishing scam. And nobody caught it until it was too late.
Yeah.
Somebody's in trouble.
Well, here's the thing. It's where it gets interesting, Kimmy.
What are they saying?
There's good news.
Okay.
For Webster residents. They are likely going to get all of the money back.
How?
So the Webster Police Department says they were able to recover more than $300,000 of the original money after they figured out
what
happened.
So they know who did it then?
Yes.
Or they tracked it down.
Yeah. Because usually you just kind of figure that money's gone.
Right.
And in a lot of cases we read about, rarely do they recover the money.
You got it. So they got $300,000 back. The rest of the money is going to be covered by cyber insurance that the town of Webster purchased last year.
Thank God they purchased that.
No kidding. But
by the way, those rates are going up.
I can't believe that exists.
Did you guys know cyber scam insurance existed?
No, but I guess you may need to invest. So,
all of this according to 13 Wham.
So somebody physically had to fall for this.
Well, they were probably dealing in an email with someone they thought was a business person, right?
Yeah.
And this story makes one thing very clear.
What did I say?
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, we see stories on the news all the time warning people about the dangers of online scammers.
Mm-hmm.
And you see these horror stories of people losing their life savings. But I think most people who see these scammer stories chuckle a little bit.
Yeah.
Those people are dumb, and they're gullible, and I am brilliant, and I would never fall for something like this. And that's when they got you.
Get you.
Because not only did Webster got to the tune of $500,000, but they had prepared themselves for getting got.
All right.
They looked ahead knowing this was a possibility.
Yeah.
Great move.
Oh, yeah.
Thank goodness they did.
It's tough to admit that ahead of time, right?
But
it's possible that somebody here gets taken.
You've got it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Think about this.
Mm.
If a company is willing to sell cyber fraud insurance to towns and businesses, it doesn't leave much faith that everyday regular people who don't have layers of protection and multiple people in an office to back them up won't find themselves in one of these scam situations.
True.
And I mean, look, I'm not saying that the town of Webster hires nothing but brilliant geniuses with all due respect over there. What I'm saying is, if they had the wherewithal based on, I'm sure, numbers that they saw from other places to go, this is a possibility enough where we should pay to protect ourselves, it's going to happen to you at some point.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
I think everybody's experienced something.
Would you rather have it happen to you personally or happen to you at work? Ooh. Only because you're not losing your money at work, but you could be losing your job.
That's a good question.
And you could be facing a lot of embarrassment.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, look, we've seen people lose hundreds of thousands of dollars. You can get another job. You can't get that money back.
True.
All right, there's three scenarios. Let's paint here. Mm-hmm. One, Kimmy, you lose your personal funds, never get it back.
Yeah.
Two, you lose your job's money, you get fired.
Yeah.
Three, you lose your job's money, you don't get fired. Ooh. But everybody yeah, knows what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the worst scenario of the three?
Hmm. You keep your job, but now you're that guy.
And everybody's going to refer to you as that guy forever.
And we all, I think everybody has an idea, Orc, of who's capable of it. Not saying like that they would be the ones, but you kind of think you know like, oh, that guy's more likely to fall for it than the rest of us.
But that also makes you more vulnerable because, I mean, look, man, when you start to feel comfortable somewhere, when you start to believe your own BS, you're less.
The guard comes down.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Right.
I'm looking at you, and I think you think you're too smart to fall for this stuff.
Well, I get those scam texts all the time.
Uh-huh.
I don't fall for them.
Yet. I mean, you are a man.
I mean, there have been some where I'm suspicious. I start to look into it because I'm like, you know, this could be true. Like, it does make me think. It's not like I always know right away that something's a scam. Like, I know not to click on it right away.
I don't click on it.
But I don't know if this is something that I should be paying attention to, like if this is an actual issue that somebody's trying to contact me about, or if this is a scam. I do have to do some research.
252-WCMF. To your point, Kimmy, they've gotten so good at these scams. Did everyone in Rochester get that post office text in the month of December?
Yes, it's held up and we need your information.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, package is delayed. Here is a link to click on.
Yeah.
And they pretend, and like, there's a whole bunch of other ones too. They pretend to be your bank, cell phone company, the water department.
Amazon ones specifically.
Yeah, and they will send you to a site where they ask you to pay a bill or a fine or whatever.
Give them all your information.
Exactly.
To track down that package.
And these sites are clones.
Mm-hmm. But they bombard you like crazy.
You got it.
So they must be working.
Well, I mean, bro, I think they're working at a higher clip than we assume because, let's be real, the lives we all live, there is an issue. If there's an issue with the bank or the water department or Amazon or whatever, you just want to get it taken care of.
Yeah.
So your guard can come down and boom. You got.
Mm.
And past that, there is such an embarrassment for some people to admit they got. I think there is a line of money they could lose where they wouldn't tell anybody about it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Which makes it seem like this is not as prominent as it actually is.
If it's a couple $100, you may just let it slide.
Yeah, I mean, look, I made a mistake. It's stupid.
But
I don't want
talking.
I don't want people to know what I did, so I'm just going to let it go.
Yes.
But that in that way, law enforcement authorities, other people don't know that this is a scam that they could get popped with. Right?
But you might also feel like you don't want to bother anybody with this if it's, you know, $100. Like, yes, you're going to take care of it on your own, but you, I don't know, the embarrassment combined with am I going to make this an issue for somebody over $100?
Because there's always two people in the house, right? The ones that'll let it go and the ones that never let it go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is tracking that down.
Well, what are you going to do? She's going to fly to India to get $100?
I don't want to know.
252 WCMF, the town of Webster. We find out yesterday, according to 13WAM, was the victim of a phishing scam. Authorities say back in November, a scam artist poses a contractor the town had been dealing with and bilked them out of $520,000. The good news is the Webster Police Department got $300,000 of that back, and the other rest of the money is covered by cyber insurance that the town of Webster purchased last year. But again, if they are selling cyber insurance and a place like the town of Webster can fall victim to something like this, go looping back to what we talked about before, it kind of feels like we are at a point in society for everybody where it's not a matter of if you get scammed, it's a matter of when you get scammed.
Oh, yeah.
They will come up with something at some point where you click or pay or give them some kind of information and, oh, my God, what have I just
done? So go get yourself some cyber insurance.
Can you Google if the average person can buy cyber insurance, Kimmy? Thank you.
I'm guessing they'd sell it to anybody, right? They want to make money.
I would assume it's got to be pretty expensive.
Well, no, I don't know. I mean, like, I can't.
Like, it's got to cap out, though, right? Like, how much am I covered for?
Well, I don't know. I mean, think of like
a G.
Think of some billion. Oh, you're talking about for the average person.
Like, if I want to buy insurance where I'm covered, like, what am I covered up to?
Well, look,
how much I got to pay a month?
They'll take your money. Like, I mean, you see what Tina Turner insured her legs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, they'll
cover
you. But
those are some pins, bro.
Bro, you know, love those Tina Turner.
And Clipper, goddamn.
So the quick answer.
Big Clipper. Clipper for money.
Big Clipper, keep on turning.
So the quick answer from Google here is yes, the average person can buy cyber insurance.
Okay.
You can. It seems like you can add it on to your existing homeowners or renters insurance policy. It says it can be relatively affordable. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, they always say that. That's what they get. That's the real scam.
Protect
buddy.
Individuals from financial losses due to cyber attacks and identity theft.
Identity theft.
I would say somebody like you with kids that may have access to stuff that might be worth it.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Right?
Oh man.
Oh yeah.
Like a big mistake your kid can make.
Click on.
You don't even know.
Oh. Yeah, I don't like that at all. I didn't even think about that.
Well, I can put you in some insurance today, actually.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Good.
Because you said you are concerned about this.
I am.
Right? You admit you could fall victim.
No, absolutely.
Now that you know it's affordable and you can add it on to your homeowners, are you going to go buy cyber insurance?
No.
Why?
Because I'm lazy. And it's never going to happen to me.
Didn't it
I'm
happen
too
to you?
Smart for these guys.
Didn't you go to like the wrong website for some
government it did happen
paperwork
to you.
Or something?
I did. But I still don't want to do it, man. Then I got to pay more. I'm already paying over here, paying over there.
No,
yeah,
but
how much?
But God forbid you end up in a spot where you're out thousands of dollars.
I know. I know the sales pitch.
No, I'm just saying, man. Like, there's a bunch of people in California and Florida who decided they didn't need homeowners insurance and are now rebuilding everything this morning because it'll never happen to me. Right? I mean, like, with the disasters we've seen, this would be a personal disaster.
And you're also forgetting, even if you don't think you personally would ever fall for something,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean a coworker or somebody with access to your information.
Oh, good call.
That,
yeah, don't
you know, could get hacked and then you're exposed even when you didn't do a thing.
Hey, how does that work?
Well, okay, let's.
If you get hacked, how am I
going to get
hacked? Kimmy,
I mean, they have all of our information saved.
She brings up a great point. We told you a story yesterday. Just east of us, 7 kids were arrested after police say they hacked into their high school's portal.
Right.
Now, they didn't change any grades, but they did see things they weren't supposed to see, and they changed some other information. But somebody had brought up in that discussion that those high school portals have all kinds of information in there that could be sold.
My information is in there.
I mean, that would be an example.
But
of
I always thought, like, let's say, like, your dentist, your doctor, everybody's got all your information.
Yeah.
And they get hacked and my stuff got stolen. I thought that was on them.
I don't know.
Because they allowed that to happen.
I have no idea.
I'm just assuming they could sue my doctor.
Well, we've also
seen... Pre-fingering.
I wouldn't do it pre. That's going to be a rough fingering.
Yeah, true. After fingering? After the fingering.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Speaking of fingers.
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
It's a human finger.
So I got a few months ago because of my mom. You know Verizon always calls you if there's a problem. From Verizon. I didn't click in my head and saw a number, and they said, hey, this is Verizon. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. And just went along with it. Didn't even think about it until like 2 hours after the fact. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold up.
Wait, it
sucked.
What did they say
the problem was? Like, what made you give them information?
That every time, every call he makes, it sounds like you're talking like that.
No, they were saying somebody was trying to hack my account is what it was. So I was just like, oh, crap.
Were they trying to make it current?
What was it?
I mean, the irony of this phone call, well, we can't understand what he's saying because it's breaking off. So did you get got for any money, Ben?
Actually, no.
Oh, well, that's good. How about they looked at Ben's bank account? We're like, man, not worth it.
Let it go.
Yeah, no, there's only 60 cents in there, so what's the point?
All right. But,
good news, though. Good news. Today is my first date in 15 years.
That's a lucky gal.
How'd you meet?
Yeah. I'm excited, Ed.
How'd you meet her?
Facebook dating last Saturday.
Nice. Facebook, good for you, Ben.
Facebook has a dating site?
Yeah.
Well, it kind of is.
Well, I just thought you shot your shot. Yeah.
I have everything.
Okay. All right.
So where are you going?
Buy a couch and go on a date.
Where are you going?
Yeah, so originally we planned going to an Amherst game, but the game tonight is like 99% sold out.
Okay.
And the good tickets are like $100. I don't have $100. So
we're off to a flying start.
Well, I heard he's only got 60 cents.
Hey, man, she's super cool about it. So anyways, we're going to go go-karting down by Dave & Buster's tonight. So shut up, Tommy.
How old are you, Ben?
I'm 40, and go-karting is a hell of a lot of fun. I don't care.
How old is she?
36.
Okay.
Ben.
Yeah.
It's
no,
creative.
I don't care.
Thank you,
Kimmy.
Something different.
Hey, Kimmy, you want to go go-karting for the time of year? Hey, Ben, good luck, buddy. Go get him tonight.
Yeah.
Love you guys. You guys have an awesome weekend.
You too, Ben.
Oh. That isn't a one-and-done date. I haven't heard of it then.
That woman didn't have any other
option. Knows what's going on going into it. She could say no.
Do you think he told her that he calls a radio show every day?
No. No, I hope not. I hope not. I don't know.
Save that for date number two, Ben.
We're all looking to get sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And this is going to help you, according to scientists.
Fantastic.
It sounds too good to be true.
Oh.
Because no one's going to be like, no more of this, please.
Yeah.
However, if it does work, it's a little bit cruel because, yes, you'll be getting healthier, getting more sleep.
You're right.
But eating a bunch of this is not healthy.
So how much do you have to eat?
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. A new study shows that cheese can help you get better sleep.
Damn.
Yes, by choking on the cheese and never waking up. No.
Don't lay in bed and choke your cheese.
This study specifically says when it comes to sleep apnea.
That's you.
Yeah. Well, it's actually a lot of men over the age of 40. Yeah. I'm not 40 yet, which is even more sad. Mm. Cheese eaters are less likely to have sleep apnea than folks who avoid it.
But who don't love cheese?
Everybody loves cheese.
Yeah, everybody's a cheese hoe.
By the way, this study was massive, too. The Journal of Sleep Medicine analyzed data from almost 500,000 people. They found that cheese eaters...
Yeah, like the French. They're going to be like in a coma.
...had almost a 30% lower risk of sleep apnea than those who weren't cheese fans. Quick sidebar, who's not a cheese fan?
Right. I mean, I can understand medically you can't eat it.
Lactose intolerant.
But you want it.
Yeah. And even people that are lactose intolerant will still eat cheese.
They'll get sick, but they'll eat it, yeah.
They also found that cheese consumption was associated with 23 biomarkers linked to sleep apnea, whatever the hell that means.
Okay. So it's kind of a cure.
For sleeping. Well, it gives you a better chance of not having sleep apnea.
Right.
This sounds too good to be true.
I know. But the only problem with cheese is the fat.
Yeah.
And it binds your ass.
Yeah, you don't poop.
So you can't take a dump, but you could sleep. But that morning dump would get pushed back.
Yeah, bro, it would be like you're corking your rectum.
But I don't think it stops you completely. It just makes it, doesn't it just slow it down?
No, like I eat a lot of cheese when I eat cheese.
Yeah.
But when I eat cheese, like I'll sometimes go a whole like 36 hours.
Wait, 36 hours?
It's painful. It's bad.
Oh, yeah, because you get them hard ones.
And I got a squatty potty and everything.
Yeah.
It ain't coming.
All right.
So... the problem here
is
they don't tell you how much cheese you should eat to get good sleep before the cheese starts to have a negative effect on you.
So what's too much cheese in a diet?
I don't know.
Like per day?
I don't know.
Could you have 8 ounces of cheese a day and you'd be fine?
I don't know what 8 ounces of cheese looks like.
Not much.
Is that a Baby Bell? Is that 8 ounces?
A Baby Bell?
No. You know, the little wheel.
Those little round ones? I think that's smaller. So like, you know, like normal brick of cheese you see?
Wait, at Wegmans? Yeah.
I think it's half of that. I think
that's a lot of cheese.
A 16 ouncer, so half of that.
Yeah, that's a lot of cheese to just eat a half a brick of cheese.
Yeah, but what if you chip all day? Like you have a little in the morning.
Oh, you're cheese chipping.
Yeah, cheese chipping. You have a little bit for breakfast.
Which, by the way, one of my favorite Bee Gees songs.
Cheese chipping no cheese. So, and you have
that
a little
whole
bit.
Block is 8 ounces.
You have some with the sandwich.
Wait, the whole block is 8 ounces.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can have a block of cheese.
You just decided 8 ounces was too. Yeah.
8 ounces is a standard
a little more
serving
than half
of cheese.
A pound.
Can you Google what a standard serving of cheese is?
Well, you don't think they're going to say an ounce.
Well, no, I'm curious because it's never fun
to
look it up.
You're curious.
I'll eat all kinds of cheeses too. White, yellow.
Really?
Sorry, what am I looking up?
The standard serving for
it's going to be an ounce.
Standard mozzarella cheese serving.
Like a stick. Like a cheese stick.
Yeah, that's probably.
One lousy cheese stick.
But how many ounces is that?
I don't know. But they'll say that's a serving.
One serving of mozzarella cheese is standardized to 1.5 ounces.
Oh!
Man, you ain't getting nothing.
That's
like a postage stamp.
It's about a 1-inch cube.
A 1-inch cube of cheese, and you're going to sleep all night?
Well, no, but that's the problem here.
You got
again,
a pound.
252 WCMF, cheese eaters less likely to have sleep apnea, according to a study that analyzed data from almost 500,000 people. So that's the problem. You start eating more cheese, you get better sleep, but you're going to put on weight. And
you can't take a dump.
And I'm sure there's other negatives that will happen to your body if you become a cheese addict, as most us cheese addicts know.
Yes.
Right? So... is the better sleep worth potential problems down the line from all your cheese munching?
Yeah, but they say sleep's like the most important thing about your body.
Yeah.
It resets it, it repairs it. You got
to
have it.
Bro, are you damaging it in other places? Is it counteracting?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out here. Because, like, I get that the study, you know, it's scientific. You have 500,000 people. I'm going to trust the study. But it doesn't say what the I also need a corresponding study to tell me the negatives of eating 16 ounces of cheese a day.
I think it's fat and cholesterol.
Yeah, that's not good.
But you can burn it off.
No, because you're sleeping more.
Oh, true. Maybe that's why dogs sleep so good, all the cheese they love. Because dogs just sleep on demand.
They're also dogs, you idiot.
No, but every dog loves cheese. There's no dog that does not love cheese.
Everything on the planet loves cheese.
Not everything loves cheese.
Name an animal that don't eat cheese.
Probably animals go, get that away from me.
Name a single animal that won't eat cheese.
Fish.
Well, no, people fish with cheese.
Can you put it on the line?
No, they don't.
You can fish with cheese.
Nobody fishes with cheese.
Kimmy, Google it. I thought that cheese sandwiches were a legitimate bait for something.
Yeah,
fish.
In cartoons.
No, I'm telling you, man.
Dumbass. You can throw the grilled cheese out there and get me a big old marlin.
Fish can eat cheese.
Thank you. They don't eat cheese. Can fish with cheese.
You can, man.
Some types of fish will eat cheese.
They'll pull your license, bro.
No, bro, how about...
Particularly catfish and other bottom-feeding fish.
And when you fish with cheese, you fry that thing up, it's already delicious. It's got that cheese in there.
You don't put cheese on fish.
You got stuffed crust catfish, bro. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Your Buffalo Bills. Win or go home against the Denver Broncos. Wow. Sunday, super wild card weekend.
Crazy.
Live right here at 96.5 WCMF, a man who knows how to sell a game.
Crazy.
Wow. Crazy, huh? Whatever will happen.